set it up at Infowars.com. If you want to start pre-ordering, Camp FIVA ships out on or before September 18th. This film, New World Order on DVD, expanded with a bunch of great extras that I'm, of course, in and also consulted on. We're selling it, available at Infowars.com, discounted out of the gates. And Gary Franchi is joining us coming up the next segment with the balance of the hour, the producer of Camp FEMA, with the director right now, William Lewis. I want to continue right now with your phone calls. I'm also going to smatter in some other top stories we haven't gotten to yet coming up in this hour. Wayne in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you, Alex? I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to let you know that my wife was listening to your show for the last year and a half, 2 years, and I am now just becoming a believer in the last few months. But she has heard your comment about the government doesn't own the sun yet. Okay? And we both believe that, of course. Now, what she has done is filed an actual document with the government to claim the power of the sun, the energy of the sun. And we have the business number, and now we have the documents for the patent.
Ooh, that's an idea. And then, because you can also sue them over their chemtrailing, that's
yes.
Torturous interference.
Right.
When they try to block the sun out, the science czar says they're doing this and want to expand it. That's hurting your crops. That's hurting your life. That's why they keep the details secret so people have trouble suing them. But I think that's a way to stop them. Let's bring William Lewis up. William, that's an intriguing idea that Wayne has in Canada.
Yeah, I guess the question is whether they would actually let you take out a patent on something like that. What is the patent for? Could you explain that a little more?
Yeah, what is the patent for, sir?
Okay, the patent is not for the sun. It's for the energy from the sun.
Gotcha.
As in to power a solar panel.
Yeah, I think they only let you patent the device itself. You can't patent a naturally occurring thing, though that's what the GMO companies do. When they alter something, then they claim ownership of it. But it's an intriguing idea. You ought to write it up as an idea, Wayne, just to get people thinking. I think it's a good exercise. Send it to us at writers@infowars.com. Thank you, Wayne. Vincent in Virginia. Then Sam and others. Go ahead, Vincent.
Hi, Alex and Mr. Lewis. Thanks for having me on. Down here in Virginia near Old Dominion University campus, where the women are pretty and the Gardasil commercials flourish. I had a couple of questions / comments for you, Alex, and I had one for William Lewis. I was just wondering, I was on, managed to get on Jason Burmes' show a couple of weeks ago. This is the first time I've been on yours, so it's a real big thing for me right now.
Well, it's big medicine having you. Go ahead and make your points.
Well, I was just wanting to know if you had ever, he said he had never seen the movie The Hidden Agenda by G. Edward Griffin. And it's an interview.
Yeah,
Mormon,
I've seen it. I've seen it. I heard it on Access TV probably.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
I'd seen a smattering of your movies. I bought a couple of them, and you know, it's kind of hard to believe all that stuff without having a background like that. So, for anybody who's a skeptic, that's definitely one I would recommend googling.
Well, G. Edward Griffin is in my new Fall of the Republic film. I mean, Alan Watt. Just the list goes on and on. This film's going to blow people away.
I wish I made more money. I could get more of these movies that you guys put out.
You can pass the free YouTube clips around. Endgame, Obama Deception's all free in its entirety on YouTube.
Okay. I just had another question for Mr. Lewis.
All right, real fast, when we get back, you can ask that question. Good to hear from you there, Vincent. We'll come back then to Sam in the Netherlands, Virgil in Ohio, then Gary Franchi, the producer of the film. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
UE.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got about 15 minutes left in this final hour of transmission today. Gary Franchi's on with us. The filmmaker William Lewis is on with us. I want to open the phones up. I had a bunch of callers on from before William got on. Those callers are all now been gone to. I'm going to ask the people holding here, Sam and Virgil and Tony and Abel and others, address questions about the FEMA camps, the martial law, the New World Order, the film camp FEMA to our two guests, please. Then you can bring up some other side issue if you want. But 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to get on board with us. I did want to make two quick announcements. We've got a bunch of Don't Tread on Me Culpepper T-shirts that aren't just the snake on a yellow shirt. Other variants of it are coming in. And those new shirts coming in are going to be limited run. There's going to be, say, 1,500 of all sizes. And when they're gone, they're gone. Same thing with these Obama posters. We took the classic Obama Joker, put fascism, put New World Order, put Infowars.com under it, and also improved on the image by more saturating it, making it look a little bit cleaner. We've got better images of him as the Joker and Bush as the Joker. So those are going to be the only ones that are available in the next few weeks when we sell out of the classic Obama Joker. So it's limited edition. If you want to get your hands on Infowars.com, in the Fed, that's what it says on the back, in the Fed on one shirt, another shirt says arrest the criminal, stop the criminal. There's some that just say Infowars.com. If you want one of these classic shirts, we're making them special by saying that When they're gone, and that's it. So I hope everybody gets them, because the media nationally has said it's racist, it's evil, it's bad, and you should be arrested if you put these up on light poles. Though the state attorney general said they're not going to charge the youth who put them up in one area of Florida, because when they said they were about to arrest him, people put up hundreds of times. I mean, it's all over Florida. The Toronto Star told me Saturday when they called me, they said every road in the city has them. They said, are you behind this? And I said, no, it's my idea. But I said, no. She said, I mean, did you hire hundreds of people? I said, no. People are mad that the media tried to censor them and said they couldn't put this image up. And this is only the beginning. So the Joker thing is out of control. It's awesome. It lets the system know they're not going to silence us with the announcements of how the Pentagon's taking the web over to, quote, shut it down and to, quote, shut alternative blogs down. I mean, it's really happening. The Pentagon themselves say this. You know, they're freaking out in CNET News and the AP. It's much worse than this. The establishment is losing the hearts and minds. They're going to shut the web down. They're going to launch fake cyber attacks against the web and shut it down in the name of its safety. I've been telling you that for 8 months. They're now saying it. They're now getting you ready to accept it. So, go get the Obama InfoWars.com posters that are up on InfoWars.com in the contest area. Post them. I've gone out and do it. Don't let them chill your free speech. But more importantly, and I'm done plugging this, we have a contest running through Friday. And I may extend it a little bit because I'm still getting videos of people putting up the Obama Joker. And I've gotten hundreds and hundreds. And I mean, it's over 300, Kurt Nemo said. And that was a few days ago, of different ideas for poster art. We're having a contest for the best political poster, anti-war, anti-vaccine, anti-fluoride, anti-chemtrail. It'll be whoever makes the best poster and on any subject, we'll judge it on what gets the message across the best, not even what issue it is. I'm the judge. That's half of it. The other half is posting it in public and videotaping it and uploading it to YouTube or another major video site and sending it to contest@InfoWars.com. That is the contest, not the hundreds and hundreds of posters you're sending us. It needs to be posted in public and videoed. So the message is, we're not just putting it up about Obama. A lot of people have made them with Obama and Bush next to each other, saying that, you know, they work for the New World Order. Two sides of the same coin. Very effective. Whatever. It's about showing the establishment that the people can take over the information war if we want to. That is now what's happening. So that said, this is why we need to put up more posters now than ever. Just don't do it on government property, meaning property the slaves can't touch, meaning you pay the money and the government tells you how to live. All over Texas, they've called for my arrest. They called it hate speech. Hays County, it's not illegal. They say it should be made illegal so I can be arrested. It's Spanish TV International is calling for my arrest. You know, the TV here in the U.S., you've all seen it. We boldly just said, bring it on, First Amendment. They were going to arrest this youth in Florida, the one guy, an Obama supporter came up for taking photos saying, I'm reporting you, like a body snatcher. You know, I'm a Nazi, I'm reporting you. You know, I'm going to get you. First Amendment's bad, putting on a light pole. Obama supporters rip them down everywhere, put up 10 times more. Here is the local newscast out of Northeast Texas, pretty big town, where they're acting like a murder's been committed or a bank robbery's happened and they're hyperventilating and freaking out and, oh, my God, the youth, it's so scary. Yeah, the public schools are pushing Ritalin, Prozac, SWAT teams, drug dogs, teaching people how to be petty and mindless, government brainwashing, dumbing them down. We teach them to respect the local authorities and the president. Thank God we ripped them down before the youth saw them. Oh, yeah, thank God. And then they say it was antiwar.com. You can see the video at the school. It says InfoWars.com. So I guess they thought they would get me by not showing InfoWars.com. It isn't about InfoWars.com. It's about getting everybody to be active and to see the power you have. That's what Gandhi did for 20-plus years in India. That's what I'm doing, is showing you the power you've got to stand up to these parasite trash. We're going to Franchi and everybody in a minute, but I wanted to get to this. Here's the local newscast out of KLTV as we analyze it. Here it is.
posters depicting President Obama as the Joker started appearing in Tyler, Texas, yesterday. The altered picture of the president was made by a college student and has since gone worldwide via YouTube. Up to 20 posters were put on trees, signs, and windows. The only message was the website address, Infowars.com. That's the online site for a syndicated radio talk show host who offered $1,000 to the person who puts up the most Obama Joker.
Okay, papers. Let's stop right there.
Some believe the president...
The guys had no way to communicate it to me. And that's the old one from 2 weeks ago. The new one, if you see, it says video no longer available. And I think that got linked by Drudge. It probably crashed KLTV's site. But that one talked about how evil and bad it was at the school. So let's go to Gary Franchi. Gary, and again, the producer of Camp FEMA, now available at Infowars.com, and William Lewis, I had you guys hold the last 6-7 minutes through that, because do you concur with what I'm saying, or do you have anything to add, or do you disagree?
No, I'm actually, Alex, thanks for having me on. You know, I'm ready to go out and hit the streets myself. I drove down the street in my town. I saw this beautiful line of trees. I'm like, you know what, every single tree needs a no vaccine sign. And, you know, I'm ready to go down to Kinko's, print up a whole bunch and do it myself. So I think it needs to be done.
Absolutely. In fact, I saw a newscast freaking out in Temple about somebody putting up tenpenny.com, the doctor, and saying, you know, vaccines are killing you, and doctors going, don't say that, it's lies. The Gardasil's killed a bunch of people. They admit the flu shot test in Europe. I got it wrong, not the U.S., but in Europe killed some people. I mean, Google, flu vaccine kills in Europe. I mean, it was London Telegraph. So, yeah, they're telling us we can't go out and put something up. We've got to just sit here and accept their propaganda.
No, it's ridiculous. It's it's time for the American people to rise up. And you know, I'm listening to you on this end, and I'm getting fired up. I'm jumping out of my seat, you know. And I hope that everyone else listening is feeling the same way. It's time to stand up. It's time to rise up. You will not find me in a FEMA camp. You will not find me there.
Well, that's the thing about the film you and William have made. It's just amazing because it covers everything. It proves the history of it, how they operate, the police state, the demonization of dissidents that go with it, the COINTELPRO feds. I mean, you guys have knocked it out of the park, Gary.
Alex, I am a God-blessed American citizen, and I will be, I am so fed up with these elitists who are putting presidential candidates, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, listing them as, if I'm a supporter, I'm a violent extremist. Well, what has this country become?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
It's an attempt to chill free speech, as you know, and it's an attempt to shut you down and to make everybody scared to have political speech. Just like when they say criticizing Obama is the N-word. I mean, they are brutally trying to silence free speech. William Lewis, comments.
Well, yeah, here we go again. I think that the poster idea is a great idea, what Gary was saying, too, about the no vaccinations. You know, those are some of the issues that are dealt with in the documentary. We try not to get really specific and say that, you know, this is exactly what they're going to do with swine flu, because we've seen this happen before with anthrax and smallpox and, you know, back in 2000 and 2003 when they wanted to vaccinate us then. But this is a very real scenario, and if we go ahead and start educating people through these posters that we can put up in people's neighborhoods or, you know, wherever you want to, that I think is a great way to go. Maybe put a website at the bottom so that they can get some information on it.
Absolutely. I want to continue getting into Camp FEMA, but I do want to go to Vincent in Virginia, Sam in the Netherlands, and others that are holding. But, Gary, I think Camp FEMA is going to really be effective, and that's why I'm asking my listeners to get it, to pre-order it today. It comes out in 2 weeks. And to show it to everybody, have viewing parties. Are you wanting this to be like some of the other films, like Freedom to Fascism, that you're the steward of, that are meant to be virally distributed?
We want them to get out there. We want the people to see them. We want the viewing parties. You know, the film is copyrighted, so we can't produce more films unless people get them. But we're going to provide a bulk system in the future.
Absolutely, and we'll be part of that at Infowars.com. But they should have viewing parties and show them to everybody.
Absolutely. Word has to get out, Alex.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with Gary Franchi. And, of course, well,
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1,017.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,045.60, 522.80 for a half ounce, or 261.40 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,045.60, 522.80, or 261.40.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
In fact, I printed this off this weekend and forgot to bring it. Will you guys print me off Wikipedia? And I actually had read this in a book about Benjamin Franklin. So I know it's accurate. I don't just believe what I see on Wikipedia about why we have the Gadsden flag or the symbol of the rattlesnake being one of the first symbols of this country, even before the bald eagle. And I think the founders explained it quite well. Because we're not looking for trouble, but we're not going to your FEMA camps. We're not your slaves. Let's take calls for Gary Franchi, the producer co-producer with William Lewis, the director of Camp FEMA, now available first day at Infowars.com. Out of the gates, we have it comboed up with the Obama deception and other films. Let's talk to Vincent in Virginia, then Sam in the Netherlands. Vincent, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I just had one more question for Gary or William or whoever wanted to comment. I have an aunt whose father was a German immigrant during World War II, and when he came over, he was apparently detained by the FBI for 2 or 3 days for questioning, just to make sure he wasn't a Nazi operative or something of that sort.
Oh, that's nothing. They put tens of thousands of German citizens in camps, Japanese, and then they stole the Japanese property in San Francisco and surrounding areas. They were very wealthy, been here in some cases over 150 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Japan's in the Pacific. I mean, you talk to these guys like talking to an American, and they raped their women, everything else. They put Italian Americans in camps. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what do you find if you're looking at these camps? I can't imagine it's easy to get inside of them to tell that it's made for, supposedly for, say, illegal immigrants or possible terrorists versus American citizens. I mean, how do you tell?
Here's the thing. The Japanese internment camps were not even built when they were rounded up. When I spoke to internment camp survivor Sam Ozaki, a Japanese American, you know, born in the United States, okay, just like us, citizen, he was rounded up, bussed off to these camps. But the camps, like I said, they weren't built. They used stadiums, they used amusement parks, fairgrounds, just large public facilities, and held them there while the camps were being constructed. So.
And, Gary, that's exactly what I explained to you. If you look at top-off and NLE exercises, they practice putting you in sports stadiums, putting you in facilities. Then they bus groups of you off, and then they make you build the camp you're going to live in.
Exactly. And, you know, the gentleman's asking, what are the specific characteristics of a FEMA camp? Well, you know, hey, next time you drive past your high school, look at the fences. Imagine everyone rounded up inside the fences in your high school stadium, okay? It's as simple as that. We'll take it a step further. I mean, they were using churches in Chicago to hold German immigrants, you know? They have the actual prison cubes, the concrete pit prison cubes that they can drop in like Legos and build them up overnight.
And the feds, I mean, look, this is not our opinion. They admit, and they're setting it up where you're going to want to be in the camp. Like, oh, you're starving. You want to be, you're not allowed to be homeless now. You've got to live in the camp.
Yeah, so the film breaks it down. Obviously there's the inward-facing barbed wire, the guard towers. I mean, these are staples of standard camps that are existing today. But what's most importantly is, you know, they can build these camps overnight within 24 hours.
Look, on record, the feds built the Robert Mueller Airport, and they have a large area designated. I have local news admitting it. I mean, they take facilities that have barbed wire, and that's the camp, and there's guys with machine guns there. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's it. You're saying it right there. The camps, they've taken existing camps from the Clinton administration, when they decommissioned all those military bases, they converted those camps. They've converted countless other locations across the country. The civilian inmate labor program, as Alice was talking with us on the break, there's a lot of characteristics. Check out the film for yourself.
And the federal bill tries to legalize and fund what's already set up. Everything we always said the camps were and how they worked is mirrored in the congressional bill that says the old military bases, barbed wire, local police involved, army running it, a brig, family living areas. This is already happening in plain view.
H.R. 645, right there. Take a look at it.
Meanwhile, media matters just say it doesn't exist. Stay there. I hope that answered your question, Vincent. Sam, Virgil, Tony, Abel, Jeff, and others, your call's coming up. But first, I want to hear, I've been asking the questions here. I want Gary Franchi and William Lewis just to make any comments they want about their film. Camp FEMA, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.
The establishment sees the Republic as a snake. They want to cut the head off of the snake. But in each of us, in each of our hearts, lives the spirit of 1776 and true liberty and virtue and freedom against tyranny. So activate. Get involved in the info war today. Spread the word. We outnumber the enemy 1,000 to 1. But if we stand here idle, we will lose. There's a shot of the Gadsden flag, t-shirt we have available that has the Thomas Jefferson quote on the back about the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. The famous yellow flag with the snake on it. The Marine Corps was the first to use it in South Carolina while engaging British ships, in some cases 10 to 1. It's now demonized by the Department of Homeland Security as a symbol of terrorism. But I wanted to read to you what the founders said. In 1754, during the French and Indian War, Franklin published his famous woodcut of a snake cut into 8 sections. It represented the colonies, with New England joined together at the head and the South Carolina as the tail, following their order along the coast. Under the snake, the message was join or die. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, this was then used early on in the Revolutionary War. So that's when the rattlesnake was first seen. Then it was picked up in 1776 by the Marines, by the Marine Corps. And writing then, As the American Revolution grew closer, the snake began to see more use as a symbol for the colonies. It's the true symbol of America. In 1774, Paul Revere added it to the title of his paper, The Massachusetts Spy, as a snake joined to fight a British dragon. In December of 1775, Benjamin Franklin published an essay in the Pennsylvania Journal. Under the pseudonym American Gosser. They're doing some audio testing in there today with a new audio system. I don't know if your people are hearing that on air, but it's hard for me to talk with it doing that. I'm going to start over now. Try as hard as I can here. As the American Revolution grew closer, the snake began to see more and more use as a symbol of the colonies. In 1774, Paul Revere added it to the title of his paper, The Massachusetts Spy, as a snake joined to fight a British dragon. In December 1775, Benjamin Franklin published an essay in the Pennsylvania Journal under the pseudonym American Gosser, in which he suggested that the rattlesnake was a good symbol of the American spirit. This is Benjamin Franklin, now known as a terrorist by Homeland Security, literally. I have him on video being demonized by Homeland Security. FEMA. I recollect that her eyes excelled in brightness that of any other animal, and that she has no eyelids. She may therefore be esteemed as an emblem of vigilance. See, eternally awake. She never begins an attack. So this describes us. This describes me. This describes my spirit. She never begins an attack, nor, once engaged, ever surrenders. She is therefore an emblem of magnanimity and true courage, as if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her, the weapon which nature has furnished her, she conceals in the roof of her mouth, so that to those who are unacquainted with her, she appears to be most defenseless animal. And even when those weapons are shown and extended for her defense, they appear weak and contemptible. But their wounds, however small, are decisive and fatal. Conscience of this, she never wounds till she has been grievously given notice, and generally given notice, even to her enemy, and cautioned him against the danger of treading on her. Was I wrong, sir, in thinking that a strong picture of the temper of the conduct of America? And that's what the Gadsden flag is for all you sickening, degenerate traitors. I was wearing one out in L.A., and people were shrinking in fear because I guess they'd seen it on the news and asking what it was and what's the shirt? Freedom! All right, I'm going to shut up now and go back. Gary Franchi, William Lewis, you have the floor. Your points about your new film, Camp FEMA.
You know, the film itself, Alex, there's a segment on there, Chuck Baldwin talking about the MIAC report. Okay, I'm standing there. I'm listening to Chuck. You know, this is his, we're getting his feedback on being labeled a practical terrorist. You know, that's in the film. You know, I sat down with an internment camp survivor for 60 minutes as he shared his heart-wrenching story of how he had to only gather up what he could carry with his bare hands and bring into the camp, an American citizen. Okay, you know, that's in the film. You know, the evidence is there. You know, the pictures are there. It's all there, Alex. And it's terrifying, but it's true. And the American people need to see it. Anyway, William, take the floor, please. I can't take it.
I think beyond all the legislation that we're talking about and the mindset and the documentation that we show that our, you know, Senate oversight committee hearings and things that, you know, you can't disprove, that all these, you know, besides all of this evidence that we've gathered up, there's one thing we haven't talked about, and that's the 2010 census, which is coming up this next year. No one is mentioning the fact that in 1940, the government collected census information from the Census Bureau and used it to profile American citizens and know whether you were 1/6% Japanese American, and if you were 1/6% or higher, you were put into one of these internment camps. So they used census information to know who they wanted to lock up. We've got a 20 28-page 2010 census coming out this next year, and if you don't answer the questions on it, they say they're going to fine you up to $5,000 for not answering those questions. They've got census takers that are going to have GPS trackers that are going to go door-to-door within 40 feet of your front door. They're going to take a picture. It's going to send it up to a satellite. They're going to have GPS coordinates to every single front door in America. So they're going to know what you think, exactly where you live. And now we've got legislation showing that people who think the way we do are a danger and a threat to society. So what's the next step? Well, we're looking at it. The legislation that these things, these camps they're setting up, this is what they want to do with the American people. And I'm not telling you not to answer any questions from the 2000 census taker that comes to your door, but you know, you have to be your own judge. You have to decide whether you're going to say there's three people living in this house, or you going to sit down and fill out a 28-page form that says whether you own a firearm or not.
And by the way, they've already, phase one, the last year, we would tell people this 8-9 months ago, and they didn't believe us. Now it's national news. They come and mark your front door. Phase two is now beginning. They have at least, that we know of, 10 different surveys. One has 10 questions. Another has 49. One of them has over 200 questions. I got the 40-something question one, and this happened in 2000. Now it's happening to my neighbors again. They come to your door and threaten you with a plastic badge. You have a Fifth Amendment. Gary Franchi, you want to tell folks what the Fifth Amendment is?
We have the right to be secure in our persons, in our homes, in our effects. They don't have the right to come up. If we don't want to answer the door, we don't have to answer the door. You know, recent information has been revealed to me that they are considering having a question in the census that says, do you own a firearm or not?
No, that is in there. That was in the news in 2000. One of the census forms says, do you own firearms? No, I actually got it. There's videos of it on the web in 2000. No. It's there, Gary. It's there.
Oh, God. Well,
you understand, though, they have an American Business Forum. They have an American Community Survey. There's 10 of them on their website they admit to. I mean, I got one asking, do you have a low-flush toilet? Do you have stocks and bonds? What are they? And, again, under federal law, they can only ask how many people live here to apportion the number of congressmen your state get. Because, you know, California has the most, Texas second, Florida third, you know, New York fourth. That's all it's for. Not, you know, what stocks and bonds do you have? We have a Fifth Amendment. We don't have to answer the police questions.
It's time. The American people need to rise up. They are rising up. People are going to town hall meetings all across the country. There's a town hall meeting in Skokie, Jan Schakowsky. Everyone, if you're in the Chicago area, go out there and give her hell. We're not going to take this socialist agenda coming down from on high. We are going to preserve and protect the United States of America. Stand up now.
Gary, you were telling me during a break about how, remember in Texas, they said the Lloyd Doggett thing was fake, and then now they have to admit it's not fake. The citizens are mad at the congressman and how they threw the first few women and men out, but then that made everybody else come out, just like they were trying to arrest people putting up the Obama posters, but now they've had to back off. They realize that we run this country, and if we'll just exercise it, it's over. Gary Franchi, William Lewis. Comments, then we're going to calls.
Hey, Alex, you know, that lady that was demonized by the mainstream media. She was demonized because she stood up and held a birth certificate to our congressman. You know what? What that did, that backfired on them. Because when they put that out across the country, when they put that out on all the mainstream media reports, and they demonized her, the good people of America saw that for what it was. And now they're coming out to all the town halls, and she was the example to set. And now everybody else is standing up. That woman is an American hero. That woman is an American hero, and everybody else needs to stand up just like her.
And that's the key, and I want William to comment on this, and we're going to calls from the Netherlands and beyond, is that I've always said the last illusion to fall is that we as patriots are a minority. And as the people put up posters and go to town halls and call into radio and go to city council and do all these things and start websites and all this be heard, if you're heard by one person, that's victory. That now everybody's seeing we're the majority, and the system used to try to demonize us. Now they're not doing that as much because they realize, oh, God, that only angers them because the mind control, the mesmerized trance that people were under is breaking. William Lewis.
Yeah, people keep in mind that this country was born out of political dissent. You know, they may be labeling George Washington and the founders of this country as terrorists, but in the Crown's eye, that's what they were. In the government's eyes, that's what we are. It doesn't make us in the wrong. In fact, I think it's quite an honor these days to be labeled a potential domestic terrorist because it says you're standing up and saying the right thing. So we can't let them intimidate us into not saying the things that need to be said. And this woman, like Gary said, is a hero. We need to all be standing up. We all need to be protesting what's going on in our government and speaking our minds.
Well, I want to say something else, and we are going to calls, and it's this. In 99% of the cases, and I mean, it's literally those type of numbers now, when we hear about somebody putting up an Obama poster, we hear about somebody going to a town hall, or somebody shoots the video of the town hall, or cops come over and say, you can't have that anti-Obama poster, but pro posters are allowed, or somebody gets punched in the face and then stands up, it's my listeners. And I want to tell the listeners of this show, you are the second American Revolution against the offshore banks' tyranny and trying to usurp this country. You are the only resistance. You are wonderful, and it is just such a blessing and such an honor to be able to talk to people like you and to be able to work with all these other great liberty activists and to be the focal point show and to have Media Matters and George Soros attacking me every day. It is such an honor, and I'm trying to live up to that standard. I know I'm not perfect. None of us have all the answers, but we don't have to be perfect. We just got to take action. We know these tyrants are out of control and get the word out. Gentlemen?
Alex, your listeners are a crucial, crucial part of this entire revolution. You know, people are standing up. You know, people have seen your films. They've seen Russo's film. They've, you know, participated in the Ron Paul Revolution. This is the second American Revolution, Alex. I am damn proud to be a part of it. I'm damn proud to be on your team. And if somebody wants to come out and demonize me because I stand up for what's right and for the Constitution, I say bring it. I say bring it with full force because you know what? That's only going to galvanize me to step up. It's going to galvanize the people to step up. And that's what's happening right now. God bless America.
And God bless America. And absolutely, and that's what's happening is people are realizing they have power. The system, when it attacks myself and Ron Paul and only a few other people nationally now, that shows who the real enemy is. That shows that the whole eye of the New World Order is focused into the heart of its own empire because if it can't keep its slaves in line, it fails, it falls. Sam in the Netherlands, you're on the air with William Lewis, the director and maker, and also his producer, Gary Franchi. Go ahead.
Hi, Gary. I met you before, emailed you in the past. And hi, Alex and William. I would like to just say that my ancestor from South Africa was probably in the first concentration camp. And now there's a concentration camp. It's big. It's called Palestine, Gaza. And Israel created viruses against the Palestinians, also South Africa. What else can I say? Concentration camps are around us. And it's all from Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes, building that first camp in South Africa, stupid Rothschild bootlicker. And what else can I say?
Well, I mean, I want to hear more of what you have to say. You make a great point. Look at South Africa. Look at some of the stuff Israel does. Look at what the Russians would do. They just lock off whole neighborhoods and don't let food and stuff in. And that's what they're saying under quarantine. Which they're setting this is the excuse for the feds to train locals to accept the lockdowns of cities, whether it happens or not, is that that's how they work this. That's how this is done. Whole areas of the world are locked down, and they're admitting they're turning all of America into a giant FEMA camp. William Lewis.
Yeah, look, we went to the really cream of the crop when we wanted to ask these kinds of questions. I mean, obviously you're in it. John Stackmiller's in it. Chuck Baldwin, Michael Badnarik. But, you know, one surprising person that we had in here is Catherine Bleich. She is here in Missouri. She's head of the Liberty Restoration Project. She goes to these MIAC hearings and presents her evidence. I mean, she actually testifies at these things. We have her today at the MIAC hearing in Kansas City entering into evidence the Camp FEMA documentary that these people since it's been entered into evidence, are going to have to sit down and watch. We're very excited about that. Catherine is really carrying the banner of liberty and freedom here in Missouri. She needs to be supported. We've got Larry Pratt in this thing, Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates, Charlie Meadows, who gets off onto the Agenda 21, 85% reduction in population, that whole agenda. James Lane with We Are Change, Jeffrey Grupp, and, of course, our star that we consider our star, Sam Ozaki, who was the U.S. internment camp survivor, who's the guy who actually lived through this once before and is here to give us the warning signs, tell us what to look for, what they did to them, and how we can combat it. And that's where we get into the Tenth Amendment. States' rights, like I said, this took place at in Oklahoma City. This was a Freedom 21 conference. We got the cream of the crop talking about this stuff, and I think people are going to be absolutely astounded. They're going to want to get up and take action. These guys present the right things to do.
Beautiful job. We're going to come back, let Sam finish up, then Virgil, Tony, and a few other calls with our guest. It's Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com on DVD right now. Get your.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Come.
All right, much as I love Merle Haggard, we're going to cut him off and go right back to Sam in the Netherlands. Sam, anything else you wanted to add there?
Yes, I have something to say also about, like, the Second World War with the camps, the 6 million Jews. That's a hoax. And we got to wake up to this, you know? What do you think?
Well, you know, I've actually read the writings of Hitler and studied a lot of stuff, and I know the Russians have gone back on some of the stories they told. But, I mean, Hitler... I mean, you do believe he executed people and ran people into pits and shot them, right? Because that was the Nazis' own writings.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate your call, Sam. Good to hear from you. All these governments set up camps, and I mean, that's really the bottom line here. I mean, these camps are real being set up here in the United States. And it is true the British invented camps, actually didn't start in South Africa, though that's when it got modernized. The British invented camps. They had slave camps here in the U.S., prison ship camps. Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a camp. They just starved you to death, so the British invented them. Virgil in Ohio, you're on the air with the makers of the film Camp FEMA. Go ahead, Virgil.
Oh, hello there.
Hey.
I don't know a whole lot about the FEMA camps. I'm just learning. And one, you was talking about an email or a website that I could go on to find
out. It's going to be hard for you to listen if you got the radio cranked up and to listen to yourself at the same time.
No, actually, my wife's got the computer on.
Okay, well, I just heard myself, so it must have been, I must be going crazy. Specifically, what website are you asking for?
I'd like to know a little bit more about the FEMA camps. And then the whole purpose of me calling today was I'm calling on behalf of my dad.
Okay.
And I was trying to get people to realize how evil the government's getting to even the people in offices locally, like in the state of Ohio where I live, what they're doing.
What are they doing?
And like the parole board, they're actually stealing men's lives. They're changing what they was put in for and then giving them more time.
Yeah, I've seen that around the country where they add charges you were never convicted of. Send me a local news article on that. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. Good to hear from you, sir. The film Camp FEMA covers all the documents. I'm in the film going over the documents. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Let me ask Gary Franchi and William Lewis this. Have you seen the clip of Fox radio host Alan Combs saying he doesn't even believe Army.mil is a real website? So even when the government's trying to hire camp workers, they're saying it's not real.
That's in the documentary. We found a clever way to introduce people to that. We've got Combs, his own words, on his radio program talking about it, saying that he can't find the Army.mil website. And, of course, at the same time, we are, you know, we got a camera on the computer, and we're going there physically showing people, yeah, it's real. So, yeah, that's covered. And I think people will find that really funny.
See, you did so much in this film. That's another thing I forgot about. You show folks how to Google it, and then you're on the Army site hiring people to run the camps. I mean, there's just so much denial going on out there.
Well, I mean, it blew our minds when just a couple of weeks ago, we got National Guard posting, you know, job postings for internment camp officers. You know, I called William up. I said, oh, my God, you got to see this. You know, I mean, the film was practically finished, and then here we get this bombshell dropped on us.
It's incredible.
Everything even more.
And Army.mil is the Army's website, even if Alan Combs says it isn't. Great job, guys. I commend you on a job well done. I'm proud to be a big part of the film Camp FEMA. Order it right now at InfoWars.com, folks. Thank you so much, gentlemen. I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Great job. You bet. Sorry to all other callers. Get back to you tomorrow. Retransmission with a ton of issues starts now on the audio streams at InfoWars.com and AM and FM stations across the country. Great.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.